are here at the 2019 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. I am with this guy next to me, Doug Farrell from Trellis. Doug, how are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. Thank you very much.
Good. You're welcome. Welcome to the studio lounge. And before we get into the topic, how is the conference going for you guys?
A lot of people here. A lot of good conversations, and the booth traffic has been excellent.
Yeah, I can imagine. I was in there yesterday at breakfast and lunchtime, just kind of wandering through and saying hi to people and stuff, but it was packed and it was shoulder to shoulder going through the aisle. So that's
very
good news
for
you guys.
Excellent.
Yeah, good news for everybody.
Love it.
Actually,
the high tech booth is has been attracting a lot of people, and it's a lot of fun. Very interactive, which is fun.
Yeah, I have a cool booth this year. All right, let's talk about the topic at hand.
Yes.
Guiding credit unions with vendor evaluation services. Okay, this is a really hot topic right now because there's so many vendors out there, and the vetting process is getting more and more complicated. The creators are having to do their due diligence. So how are you guys helping out in this area?
The first thing we start off with is really we're independent, unbiased. So that was what the credit unions were telling us is what they wanted. We also add structure yet with flexibility. And I know those two words don't always
structure
go together.
Structure and flexibility.
Structured flexibility.
Explain yourself, Doug.
So what we're looking to do is you've got to build structure around an evaluation. You can't just have vendors come in and present without a structure there. Otherwise, people just start throwing spaghetti against the wall.
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't work very well.
Yeah.
So what we do is we add that structure, but we give it flexibility as if each credit union is going to be looking for things that are different.
Mm-hmm.
So we find out what the credit unions are looking for, what's important to them,
mm-hmm.
and that's what everything's built around, as opposed to just come in and tell us about everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's structured flexibility. But we don't have a horse in the race. It's not that we don't care,
mm-hmm.
but it's about the credit union, not about us.
Mm-hmm.
So they make the choice, we don't make the choice.
Right.
So that is, it's a lot of fun. We have, it can be a daunting task.
Oh, I can imagine. For a credit union, it's a daunting task.
It is, but so far, when we're doing it with our credit unions, they're having a lot more fun at it.
Oh, good.
Because it is something that they have to go through,
mm-hmm.
but with us, I think they're having a little more fun, so they want to go through it. So,
been that's good news.
A very pleasant experience.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk that vetting, evaluating your vendors would be a fun process?
Correct, yeah.
So how are you guys making it fun? I want to know.
A lot of it comes down to the people,
right,
the personalities.
Yeah.
We each have expertise in different areas.
Mm-hmm.
We are not encouraging people to leave, and it's also not a one-size-fits-all. So not everybody wants a full RFP. They might just want evaluation, or they might need help with just pricing.
Mm-hmm.
They might need help with contract negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
They might need help with the implementation after they've made a choice to leave.
Mm-hmm.
They need a project manager to actually implement. We can do all those different stages.
Okay.
So it's not a one size fits all, and it's not a all or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They can have one piece or all the pieces.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the flexibility and the options.
Yes.
That gives people freedom to choose.
Correct.
We like that type of stuff.
Yes.
So let's look at the bigger picture here, the overall benefits to a credit union here. I think we just kind of alluded to it. It's giving them the freedom to choose,
yes.
having a bit of fun at the same time,
yes.
and getting a vendor that they can work with for a long, long time.
Correct. It's not all about price. Obviously, pricing is an important aspect, but it's also about the revenue side.
Mm-hmm.
It's about what they're trying to do with that product, the feature functionality. It's also a match.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really matched up philosophically and strategically with the vendor that is presenting to you?
Mm-hmm.
And those are, in the long run, more important, but price isn't. Important aspect.
Of course, of course.
And because we're in the business, we happen to know, you know, where the pricing should be,
mm-hmm.
But it's not the end all be all.
Right. Culture. I'm hearing more and more about cultures.
Yes.
Matching.
I would say that is much more
probably,
important.
Yeah, that's like almost the number one.
Correct.
Requirement.
Yes.
So yeah.
It's also helping them look at the contracts. I'm not trying to say that. We want to remove the gotchas. We want to make sure that
mm-hmm.
There's nothing in there that when they've put something on the line, they're saying, I'm going to now join up with this particular vendor.
Yeah.
That there's no gotcha down the road where
right.
they go, oh, I wish you would have
mm-hmm.
seen
said
this.
Something.
Said
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
Because now I'm on the hook for tens of thousands
mm-hmm.
of dollars when if we would have known it up front.
Right.
So those are the things we're looking for to remove those.
And I also think that cultures make it easier to be transparent
yes.
about those things
because
exactly. there's a trust there already.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go, hey, you know what, by the way, this is going to happen down the line or something. You can be honest about it and go,
yep.
oh, okay, well, we appreciate the transparency. We appreciate you being candid with us. And it's easier to go, okay, we'll accept that.
Absolutely.
That type of thing. That, I mean, I know it's kind of a maybe a far-fetched scenario, but it's easier to kind of handle those types of situations when the cultures match.
Not far-fetched. It's actually, that's very accurate.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
no, you are accurate with that.
Wow.
And the culture between the different companies, I mean, not every vendor is the same. I mean, processors are different.
Yeah.
Not every processor is perfect for every particular credit union out there.
Got that right. Yeah. Got that right. Anything else, Doug, to cover on this topic? I mean, this is a really hot topic right now.
It is.
So it's good that you guys are addressing it.
We are, we're having fun as well as the credit union is having fun at it. The structured flexibility has really kind of struck a chord with our credit union clients. And the bottom line is we're here to help, and we're here to add the passion. I know that, you know, watching you and your videos, the passion you have for our industry, that resonates with us, and that is the same passion that we have for helping credit unions really match up with what is the best solution for what they're trying to achieve.
Yeah, and I think credit unions really appreciate that because it's genuine, it's authentic,
it is.
They appreciate that stuff. So.
Yep.
Good stuff, Doug. All right. Well, thank you very much for hanging out with us for a few minutes on the vendor evaluation services, something I think is much needed in this industry. And I think a lot of other people would agree as well. So
my pleasure.
Good job for addressing it.
All right.
Doug, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Keep up the-